This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I love the turkey. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. We have to have fun with this. There are a lot of challenges. It's probably not the turkey so much, but it's the 8 pounds that we're going to gain eating the stuff we eat for Thanksgiving. I was just reading a story, and hello, by the way, Kate Delaney. If you're a first-timer, welcome to the show. If you've been here before, you know how we roll. So you got to think about it. You're sitting around, you're talking, you're having drinks, you're eating cookies, you're getting extra helpings of gravy and mashed potatoes and all kinds of things. And it's kind of what they chalk it up to is writing off the end of the year, that people who celebrate the holidays say, listen, I'm going to overindulge. That's the way it is. I'm just going to break it, and then I'll jump back on this sucker in the beginning of the year. So what I saw was inevitably the holiday weight gain is 8 pounds, 8 pounds over the next month. Oh, I'm not gaining 8 pounds. Everything I've done to try to not gain weight, oh, forget about it. So 51% of Americans have broken the diet due to the temptation of holiday food. 90% plan on enjoying the holiday season without worrying about maintaining a healthy diet. And 2 in 3 people feel they deserve more treats this year because of the pandemic. This was a poll that was done by OnePoll on behalf of Herbalife Nutrition. And the results show that it's up from last year, where there was less people saying they deserve to indulge in holiday treats this year, more saying it, that they feel like, okay, I need to do this, right? I can kind of see that. We've just gone through a really rough almost 2 years, let's face it. And yes, you may have been one of those eating healthier and working out, and that's great and all of that. And I know that I make it a deal with myself to fill up that Apple Watch to see what, you know, calories in, calories out. But there is a thing in your mind, right, that, hey, it's Thanksgiving, it's Christmas, it's the holidays. I'm not going to worry about every calorie. But then you pay for it with 8 pounds. I'm just saying. All right, so if you are traveling, safe travels to anybody who's out there getting ready to do that. Maybe you've already arrived at your destination and you've decided to tune in. Thanks for that. Thanksgiving presents challenges when it comes to traveling. And the airport shuffle can be one of those, right? People get stuck at gates, or they can't get through lines, or they can't find a parking space, or any of that kind of thing. And Thanksgiving flights booked up a lot from 2020. They're up 78% from last year and 3.2% from 2019. 2019 was a normal year, but the fact that it's 78% up is huge. And what happens is sometimes it's not just the chaos of not enough people for flights and some kind of mechanical failure or whatever. Sometimes it's the weather. So with the weather situation, that can be dicey depending on where you're flying from and where the plane is coming from. So just something to pay attention to, which you don't need a lecture, you know, if you're going to the airport, this is how it's going to be. I think sometimes, though, we roll the dice and we just assume, oh, it's probably going to be fine. And the last time that I traveled, I did roll the dice, and I swear I got the last parking space I could possibly get at a very busy airport. I just didn't think, oh, yes, people are traveling. They're dying to go somewhere. They want to see their families, et cetera. So that's where we're at with that. All right. A lot of craziness is happening, including this whole Christmas smash and grab hit the luxury stores in big cities where they're using hammers. They don't care if they're sounding an alarm. Get in, get out. Whether it's a Louis Vuitton store or some other store, it's happening in San Francisco. It's happening in Chicago. It's happening in Los Angeles, Beverly Hills. So what is the deal? Grabbing, wreaking havoc. There's a little bit of terror because all of a sudden cars are blocking off a street area and you see masked people, 40 or 50 or 60, getting out of cars and running in and smashing windows and stuff. Of course, it's going to make you feel like, oh, you know, this is just a robbery. Robberies are up. We know that. But this is really up, where let's target a luxury spot and let's jump in, grab what we can, and get out of there. I mean, that is super aggressive. You know, that defies what normally you would think of as a robbery where it's highly planned out. They think they're going to get X, Y, Z. It's a smash and grab is what it is, right? And that's what we're seeing all over. It happened with the hammer wielders, and it's traumatizing, you know, some people who are that first line of defense, who are your hourly employees, because the associates are there and they don't want to all of a sudden see a huge mob of people, gang of people, group of people that are flying through the door, smashing the window and grabbing a bunch of electronics or other things that are there, whatever the industry is, and then running out. Fear of what do they have in their hand to punch you or hit you or do whatever with. Sometimes there has been a weapon that's been reported, a gun, a crowbar, or, you know, whatever. So this is up more than they've seen in a very, very long time. You think of the store security and the associates, it's one thing to deal with a shoplifter, but when you're outnumbered like that, forget it. And some of the retailers are saying they might just pull out of certain locations. If it's been a constant problem, then we're just going to pull out of it. But that's why they're also hitting luxury areas, because they're not going to pull out of those areas. That, you know, doesn't make sense. That's not going to happen. All right, sad news when it comes to that parade in the town outside of Milwaukee. A sixth child has now died, and it is beyond heartbreaking, obviously, and it is just awful to hear that, to know that somebody else has lost their child, and they were in critical condition, and you know, there you go, an eight-year-old boy. And there are others that are still in a critical situation, and there are others that are also recovering from injuries. It's just a shocking thing. Daryl Brooks, who drove allegedly this SUV into a crowd of spectators at a Christmas parade, killing multiple people, in court with his head down, crying, 5 counts of intentional homicide. That's what he's looking at. $5 million bail. Yeah, good luck with that. Stay with us.
Lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Kanatsa is in our virtual green room. She's in the UK. I'm so pleased to introduce you to her. She's written a book called God's Love, No Limits. That sounds good to me, and I think that sounds good to a lot of people. And she understands what she's talking about in this book because she's so passionate and realizes the power of it. We had an off-air conversation that I thought was so good that we had to jump into the interview because I don't want to lose any of that. So, Theodora, thanks so much for coming on. You have wonderful energy. What is it that led you to writing this book?
Thank you for having me, Kate. What led me into writing this book was I was brought up in a Christian family. And I have always known of the existence of God. But my understanding was if we are doing well, then God is happy with us. And if we are not doing that well, God is not happy. But when I went to Bible college, I got the revelation of his love, his unconditional love, that, you know, he loves us regardless. Whether we are falling short or whatever it is, he just loves us. So that's what inspired me to write that book, to send that message out to people so that they know that his love is unconditional.
What did you learn in the process of writing the book? Were there things that you discovered about yourself, about your relationship with God? Was there things that came out of you that you realized?
Yes. What I realized was I was getting more revelation as I was writing the book, because I would put it down. It took me a while because I was writing it, then putting it down, sometimes leaving it for quite some time and then picking it up again. And when I was continuing into writing, what I would see is I would be amazed at the things that I wrote before, because I'll be like, whoa, did I write that? So I was getting revelation as well as I was writing. And because I wrote the book in a conversation way, it made me feel like I'm talking already to the audience of the book, because I was writing in a way like I'm explaining to them God, what God's love really is.
So what will the audience that's listening, what will they learn if they read your book? What can we learn that we maybe don't know? And I think it's such a powerful title, and you just said it, how God is listening.
Yes. What they will get from this book is God loves them regardless. And it's about receiving his love and not earning it. The other thing they'll also get from there is the nature of God's love, because God loves us in ways that we need to be loved. You know, he'll love us in different ways in accordance to what's going on and what we need. So what they will also discover as well in there is the nature of his love, how he loves us, and his unconditional love. And that is about earning and not, it's about receiving, sorry, and not earning his love.
Yeah. For you, what was it like, the journey of doing it, getting it out there? What did that feel like?
It felt really an experience, because it was the first time I did it, because this is the first book I've written. And it was an experience, because I was also learning about, you know, publication. I was also learning about, you know, how to put a book together and everything like that. So that experience has been really good to me. It's been an eye-opener as well, because as an author, I've also learned a few more things in regards to, you know, writing. And I've also grown as well as a person. Because, you know, the things that are in that book were challenging me as well as I was writing them, because I was receiving revelation all the time.
Yeah. And your book, God's Love, No Limits, Theodora Kanatsa, that's who we're speaking with. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Ultimately, what do you want people to walk away with? They read your whole book. What do you want them to think or know or feel?
I want them to feel loved by God. I want them to know that he's there for them with open arms regardless. You know, sometimes when things do happen, or when people make mistakes, they feel like they're not deserving of love. They feel like, you know, he wouldn't accept them as they are. I want them to know that, you know, his arms are always open. And I also want them to know that he wants a relationship with them. And a relationship with him is all about receiving and not earning.
Perfect place to end this. I couldn't have said it better. God's love, no limits. Theodora, we wish you the best with the book, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Wow. I like how she ended that and what she talked about, that, you know, the expectations that you have, and that's for believers especially, but even non-believers, then the non-believers that become believers, you know, there's that moment where something happens and it just grabs you. And I've heard those stories over and over again. So thanks to her for that, for sure. How about this? I was looking at what was happening. I get the Military Times, and I was looking at a story about women being required, would be required, to register with a select service if an amendment becomes law. So for the first time in history, that may become the reality. They may be part of the draft. How about that? Congress is considering the 2022 National Defense Authorization Act, which includes an amendment that would require women 18 to 25 to register for select service. Men of the same age already have to register for the draft. Women couldn't fight in combat even, remember, until, what was it, 2015. So American women, are they every bit as capable? There are detractors to the amendment, and there are those that are absolutely pro and for it. Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, doesn't think they should be in the middle of hand-to-hand combat. There hasn't been a draft in 50 years, by the way. So anybody who's gasping and thinking, oh, but if you look at, like, Israel, young men and women, everybody serves. Sometimes there's that conversation about what would it be like if everybody had to serve? You, no matter, you're going to school, you're doing whatever, that you have to put that in unless there are the exceptions for certain professions, but not too many. You serve. It could make a difference in how people look at freedom and realizing, and I think that many people do a good job of this, realizing maybe the sacrifices that so many people have made in the name of freedom. And we see it over and over and over again. It is Thanksgiving, and I just want to tell everybody listening to this show, I'm grateful for all of you. I'm grateful for Jeremy P. and his excellent work on my shows, and also Nathan Reeder, same thing, and Magic Alex, too, for everything that he does for the show, and all the people that support the show, like Engineer George, who is amazing when I get him something at the last second and he gets it on spot-wise, etc., and he's there behind the scenes always, 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 and all the support from the people at GCN and all the support from all of you for this show that I realized when I picked up my head today. It's been 15 years that I've done this show. Wow! Hard to believe. Time absolutely flies, and I've seen many evolutions of it, and I've really, really enjoyed it and continue to enjoy it, and I appreciate all the affiliates and the reach outs from so many of them, Ray at KVOI and so many others who are there and have great people, great listeners who constantly are emailing me and are there supporting us in all the ins and outs. You may be different for all kinds of things when it comes to Thanksgiving, what you're grateful for, right? It might be a different list for you. Family, of course, would be on my list, your list. We know that, absolutely. Getting through economically, whatever your economic situation is. And there may be some people that are grateful that restaurants are going to be open. People who work and are not going to be making some turkey or not going to be running to somebody's house. You look at the restaurant chains that will be closed, but there are those that will be open. So if you were thinking, I'll get some Dunkin' Donuts, you might be able to. You could get something at Denny's. You could get something at the good old Waffle House. Starbucks is there and waiting for you. McDonald's, if you're hoping for some Chick-fil-A, not happening. Chipotle, not happening. And because it's a holiday, supply chain issues, labor shortages, maybe your usuals aren't there. But there's lots of takeout on Thanksgiving. Cracker Barrel, they have those whole meal things. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Another high-profile trial ends. This time it was a civil case. Those involved in the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, being found liable.
The jury found a conspiracy to commit... commit violence on the streets of Charlottesville as to each and every defendant, and then awarded substantial damages.
That's plaintiff's attorney Karen Dunn on the partial verdict, which includes $1 million judgment against five white nationalist groups. That's after the removal of a Confederate statue in Charlottesville led to the rally in 2017, which led to violence and the death of Heather Heyer, who was run over by a vehicle that slammed into counter-protesters. A sixth person has now died from injuries they suffered in the Wisconsin Christmas parade rampage back on Sunday. And this is USA Radio News. New York Giants legend Michael Strahan is the latest celebrity to announce he'll be flying into space on Blue Origin's next flight. The Pro Football Hall of Famer, and now TV host as well, said he began preparations for the flight a couple of weeks ago. Liftoff is scheduled for 10 a.m. Eastern on December 9th from West Texas. It appears the Atlantic hurricane season is going to be wrapping up quietly, as we hear from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The season officially ends on November 30th, and the National Hurricane Center says no tropical activity is expected for at least the next 5 days. There have been 21 named storms this year, meaning the Hurricane Center went through its entire name list for the tropical storms and hurricanes.
Stocks ended mixed after a choppy day on Wall Street. The Nasdaq lost 79 in the end, the S&P gained 7, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 194. And this is USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
When you're in the middle of a pandemic, the coronavirus has to be a major threat to homeless teens, to abused people, but abused teenagers who find themselves in a very dark, dark place. Andy Berger joins us. She's the founder of Beulah's Place. She knows what this is like, and thank goodness for Beulah's Place. We're going to get into that in a second. Andy, thanks for popping on the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
So let's talk about your story first and Beulah's Place. You're so passionate about this because you lived this. You're a survivor of childhood abuse, and you have written about your story and talked about it. But tell listeners who don't know what happened and what led you to where you are now.
Absolutely. Before there was a term, Kate, called human trafficking, I was sex trafficked by all immediate and extended family members from ages 6 months to 17 years old. And again, we're talking the 60s, early 70s, so people were barely talking about child abuse at the time, let alone anything, you know, more sinister. And so by the time I was five, the physical, mental, emotional, sexual torture, abuse, manipulation was so great. That was my first attempt at suicide as a young girl. I just wanted to be out. I just wanted it to be over.
Wow.
And yeah, in that moment, you know, in my life, God interceded in other people's lives. It could be something else. But in that moment, somehow, I felt I had some kind of purpose or some kind of something if I could just stay alive long enough. And the last time my birth mother tried to take my life, I was 17. So it was a really, really long road.
And you get out of that place, and how do you get out of that place? How do you, for the young lifetime of what you went through, how did you get out of that?
I pursued education. I went to college. I finished my four-year degree in 3 years. I was the classic overachiever, pleaser, just leave me alone, you know, let me do what I need to do. And then thought, well, you know, I'm going to go to law school and I'm going to save the world and all these other kids that were like me. And I got there and I realized, yeah, no, that's not happening, because I saw a lot of things that just weren't the kind of justice I thought I would find. So I finished because I thought, if I take my law to business, I can be more successful and hopefully develop, you know, a way to help kids on my own terms.
Yeah, so then it leads us to Beulah's Place, and tell us about Beulah's Place, which is an incredible refuge for these abused and homeless teens.
Yes, my husband and I co-founded that in 2008. We've been 100% volunteer-driven, and we rescue at-risk homeless teen boys and girls who have been trafficked, who have been sexually preyed upon or criminally preyed upon in any way, or sadly, they've just simply been discarded or kicked out for whatever reason. So they run to the streets for safety, and as you know, you and your listeners know, the streets are not safe for young people that are barely, you know, adult age.
Yeah, so now we're in this pandemic, and what's happening? I would think the threat is even more major now because of the coronavirus.
Absolutely. These kids, a lot of our kids, they lived in trees and old cars and abandoned or condemned, you know, structures, things like that when we get them. And so now imagine they're not living in any kind of sanitary condition to begin with. And now we have, you know, this virus out there, which for them, any health condition is dangerous, but these kids have no choice. They don't have medical plans. They don't have a way to just walk into urgent care and say, hey, you know, help me. They have no residential history, nothing to show for themselves because they've been on the streets. They may be carriers and not even know it. So they're either going to die or get worse, or hopefully, you know, if there's a miracle for them, you know, somebody intercedes like we tried to do, but we're still helping these youth regardless. And their main concerns are, can I eat today? Can I get clean today? Can I sleep today? Will somebody help me? Or am I going to die today?
Wow. So as somebody who is, I mean, such a big heart you have, obviously, and this is your passion to help other people in these terrible situations, it has to be rewarding, though, to see them come out on the other side, some of these boys and some of these girls. Is that what really keeps you going?
Absolutely. One less young person on the street means we have a chance for them to have a future, which means our communities across the nation and the world have a future when any of these kids survive and thrive. So we've had quite a number go to college. We have all of them graduating high school. We have them in jobs that they maintain. And so within 3 to 5 months in our safe house program, they are ready to go back to community with very minimal reliance on assistance. And so that is a win for all of us. They're consumers. They're renters. They're starting their own families in a much better way. Do they still have to deal with all the trauma? Of course, just like I did. But they have a better chance when they're fed and they're watered and they have someone that believes in them.
Yeah. We're speaking to Andy Berger, and she's written a book, too, called A Fragile Thread of Hope. And in this book, you talk about four different teens, at-risk teens, you know, taking them from the streets and then what happened. Tell us about one of those stories.
Sure. One of the, not all of the stories are about traffic victims, but yes, this is a perfect example. So one of the girls, her father was the sexual violator and violated her from ages like 5 to 10. The mother finally divorced him, became an alcoholic, a raging alcoholic, met a boyfriend and would leave her daughter from ages 12 to 16 home alone with just frozen food in the freezer 6 days a week. And the only time the mother would come home or leave the boyfriend is when this girl attempted suicide, where she had to show up. And then she'd be home for a few days, and then it went back. So this girl, of course, in that time period, what do you think a young girl will do eventually? She'll hook up with friends that maybe don't have her best interest at heart. She had a woman approach her, you know, bought her presents, took her to lunch, and a few months later, hey, by the way, I have some friends. They're at a hotel down the road. I want you to come meet them. and there you have it. And so these things happen because these kids are disenfranchised, and you know, it just is unfortunate. But when we got her, she did so well. These kids are smart. The ones that we rescue are very smart. They just need it channeled, and she has an incredible career at age 24 and has just really kicked butt in the world. So we're very proud of her and all the kids who make it.
Boy, no kidding. I mean, and again, that's their stories and surviving and thriving. I mean, that absolutely keeps you going. And I think people don't, and maybe I'm wrong about this, they hear little bits about trafficking and they hear about teenagers and homelessness and all the dangers of that. But I don't think they realize it's in their backyard. This is rampant in so many cities, isn't it?
Absolutely. Every single state in our union has documented cases. The traffickers are not necessarily what you see in the movies. That's, you know, a little bit more saleable. A lot of times it's the average Joe or average Jane that is a teacher like my birth mother was, or a salesperson like my birth father was, or, you know, they're in the community, they have a little house, they have a little family, it all looks normal, but yet they have this underlying business. They are borrowing or stealing product from other families, which is basically their children.
Wow. Wow. What can people do that are listening to this that are just being pulled into this story and now more aware? What can we do?
Well, something positive that they can do definitely is if they see something, say something. Go to your local law enforcement agency, find out what the parameters are on reporting. You can be active that way. A more passive approach, you know, buy the book, because 45% of the proceeds go back to victims of child sex trafficking and child abuse. That would be helpful. You know, support an organization like Beulah's Place. Go to beulahsplace.org. Every dollar goes to programs. We have no staff. We have no personnel after 11 years. But we have a 92% success rate of these kids staying independent and moving on. So, you know, we must be doing something right. But they can help in so many ways. Or go to a local youth center, find out how you can help, or check with, you know, DHS or schools and say, is there, you know, anyone I can mentor? Things like that. Just get involved. Don't let the piercings or whatever it is, you know, throw you off, because these kids are looking for some kind of identity in our community.
Boy, I think what you said is so true about the mentoring, especially because who can they look to? Where can you go? What can you see that you know is normal, that there is a path that you can grab onto? And the
exactly.
more mentors, the better, right?
Absolutely. Even a cup of coffee, be amazed. When I first meet one of these young people, we sit down for coffee, tea, whatever, and of course they're a little reticent. You know, they don't trust right away. But, you know, I basically say, so what's going on in your life? You know, what's happening? You know, how can I help? What can I do? And make it about them and not, you know, any other agenda.
Yeah, wow. Andy, your story is so powerful. Thanks for everything that you're doing out there, fighting the good fight. Andy Berger, pick up the book and help some people. A Fragile Thread of Hope, One Survivor's Quest to Rescue. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, and so you know this, we talked about human trafficking before on this show. Many times we've talked about it, and her story is just so powerful. When you think of the abuse, as she mentioned, that she went through and getting out of that situation, getting the law degree, then moving on to try to help others. And human trafficking is, I had no idea until somebody made me aware of just how rampant it was in every single city, and not what you think it is. The exploitations of you know, exploited teenagers, of what happens to them, like I said, how they're being exploited, is just absolutely sickening. So this is a serious problem. If there is a way that you can help and stop this cycle of the people, the nefarious people who are recruiting, enticing, harboring, transporting, providing, doing any of that kind of stuff towards human trafficking and targeting these homeless teenagers, please reach out and do that. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side. Do you feel like you're you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Snow is a member of IBM's X-Force Red Team and is a well-renowned social engineer or ethical hacker. She uses her skills to help people stay protected and informed. Thank goodness for that. And we are thrilled to have her with us because what a perfect time to talk about what is going on with COVID-19 and all the scammers that are out there. And IBM Security and Morning Consult just did a 2020 Consumer and Small Business COVID-19 Awareness Study, and some of it was pretty frightening. I just was reading that the other day. Snow, thanks so much for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about scammers and who are they targeting and, of course, why?
So since this pandemic has started, it's really impacted everyone, especially consumers and small business owners. They're constantly being bombarded with changing information from stimulus checks to stay-at-home orders, small business loans, and even the promise of vaccines. And because of this, scammers are targeting them by playing off of their fear and confusion. And since COVID-19 was declared a pandemic, IBM X-Force saw a 6,000% increase in COVID-19-related spam.
Wow. That's a lot. So what do they look like? What do the COVID-19-related scams look like? How can we tell?
Yeah, so the scam scams have really ranged from emails impersonating major banks like American Express and Wells Fargo, all the way to claiming to be the SBA and even the WHO. So an example of one that we've seen, it pretends to be a major bank, and in the email it says that you've received your stimulus fund credit, but to authorize this and to get your money, you have to first verify yourself. So if you click the link, it takes you to a website that looks almost identical to your bank's login. And if you were to give them your username and password and try to log in, the attackers would then have access to the information, and they could log into your bank and do things like empty out your account or do a wire transfer on your behalf.
Oh, that's scary. And I can see, I mean, they're clever at disguising it, so it looks real. You're rushing around, and boom, you go for it, especially when you talk about a stimulus, because you want the money.
Absolutely, and the attackers they've been really smart. They're paying attention to current times, and they're adjusting as things change. So it makes it a lot harder.
All right, once again, we're speaking with Snow, and she's an expert at this kind of stuff. So what about phone calls? Because there's text and phone calls, too, correct?
Absolutely. So one of the things to think about with phone calls is attackers can change their caller ID to look like anything they want, such as an IT department or a bank. So that's a tactic that they're really good at using, is calling you from a number that appears to be legitimate and maybe ask you to verify your information or supply some type of account information or banking information. And it's a pretty clever tactic because it looks legitimate.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, it's about the awareness. And, Snow, you're a member of IBM's X-Force Red Team. Tell us what that's about.
So we are a group of hackers, and I specifically am a social engineer, which is another word for, like, a modern-day con artist. But me and my team, we test networks, people, buildings, and we try to break into them to find any vulnerabilities for our clients before bad guys do. So our job is to think like a criminal with the end goal of keeping our clients safe.
I love that. So how do you get into that? So you were obviously very good at what you did. You knew how to think of all the angles, and you must brainstorm on them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a very talented team of people, and we all collaborate together. But I actually have an interesting background. My background is special effects makeup, and I'm able to leverage that into some of the work I do. So if we do go on site to a client and are actually trying to break into their facility, we can do things like disguises and things like that. So it's really fun to be able to leverage another skill set I have into what I do.
Boy, no kidding. Well, I've got to ask you this. Consumers, small businesses, what can we do to protect ourselves?
One of the biggest things I like to tell people is to slow down. Right now, because of the pandemic, a lot of people are feeling rushed and, you know, they're really scared, but you just have to slow down. Or if you're on your phone, it's a small screen, so it's really hard to see all of the details. And make sure you question things. If an email or call, you know, look or feel shady, they probably are. And the other thing is to go to the website directly. So let's say you receive an email that might be your bank. Instead of clicking on links or opening attachments, go to their website directly. More times than not, they have this information on the homepage or link to an FAQ page where you can get tons of information. And then the last thing I'd like to suggest is enable multi-factor authentication. This is really just an extra security layer. So instead of logging in with just your username and password, you also have an additional piece of information you have to enter, like a code from a text message. That way, if attackers do have your username and password, they can't log in without that extra code.
Oh, that is so, so good. Well, I think it's so interesting what you do, Snow. And one last thing, where can listeners go for more info on this?
Absolutely. So for more information, listeners can go to ibm.com/COVID-19.
All right, perfect. Snow, keep doing what you're doing. Wow, so intriguing. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, how interesting is that when you think about what she's doing And Snow mentioned some things, like you look at these alleged emails from the IRS, and 35% of the respondents to that awareness study that I mentioned expect to hear communications from the IRS by mail. And despite all the warnings from the IRS and from various law enforcement agencies and anybody you can think of connected to the security community, the IRS is never going to email you about your tax filing. So just put that in your head. Plant that in your head. You're not going to get an email on it. And if you do, it is a scam. They are phishing. They are looking for you. So here's something else pulling out of our conversation. You look at small business owners and this confusion that's kind of all over the place. Only 14% of small business owners feel like they're knowledgeable about the process to get across to get access, to the government's small business loan relief program. We just had more money put into that, so a second layer of that, right? And despite the guidance that's out there that's offered all over the place, again, going, as Snow said, going directly to the site, I guess it's she's right. It's the cycle of being so fast to quickly react and do things that we're not paying attention. We're not thinking that it's any kind of clickbait or any of that kind of stuff. And, of course, the stimulus checks and COVID-19, it's a disaster for this. Testing is, you know, it's become the perfect clickbait. And on that survey, over half of the people responded said they would click on links or open attachment in emails, any of the emails they got that pertain to their stimulus check eligibility. And again, it looks so real, so once you click on it, boom, they are in. So somebody who's trying to get you, and that's why this team that they have, the IBM X-Force Red Team, I mean, how clever is that? How smart? Because they're trying to stay ahead of the game to think of what a criminal would do and what is it that they would put out there to try to pull you in, what kind of scam. And because we're in unprecedented times, in uncharted waters especially, but always, I shouldn't say always, but mostly it's connected scams really get life when they're connected to panic and fear, and then particularly when there's something that happens that's devastating to people, and obviously COVID-19 falls into that category with the rampant unemployment and people waiting for stimulus checks, like we said, or waiting to apply for loans, any of that kind of thing. And of course, this is so key. I can't say it enough because I know people that I think are super smart, two people in my world that got sucked into a scam, and it was related to the IRS and their business. And because it was a business thing and they were going through with the IRS what they were doing with the business, they didn't realize that this was phony, and unfortunately it took them down a very, very scary path. So glad that Snow joined us to talk about what they're doing, and as part of that ethical hacking team, the insights that they are out there providing, you know, to protect consumers and small business owners from cyber criminals, you know, while being up on everything that we need to know during the pandemic. Thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show. Remember, we're all in this together. Mahalo.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.